Congressional leaders have a big task ahead of them today. Democrats and Republicans need to convince their membership to approve a budget deal worked out with the White House last night. It would cut at least $2 trillion from federal spending over the next decade and would raise the nation's borrowing limits.
As leaders in Washington call for support for that agreement, cities and towns across the country are struggling to balance their budgets. Few cities face a struggle as big as Central Falls, Rhode Island. A few weeks ago, we told you the city was seeking to make deep cuts to its pension benefits to avoid bankruptcy. It has now asked retirees to vote on those cuts. As Catherine Welch of member station WRNI reports, Central Falls will announce today whether enough retirees have agreed to the cuts to prevent further drastic measures.
Last month, in a sweltering high school auditorium, the receiver of Central Falls told scores of police and firefighters that to keep the city from going bankrupt, they'd need to take cuts to their pensions and help pay for health care. Sitting front and center was retired firefighter Howard Baskins.
I have no earning capacity. I have no way of making up the difference. I gave all I can give, my body.
But the city wants more. It's proposing cuts that could chop some pension checks in half. Central Falls got to this point because, like many towns, it didn't fully fund its pension obligations. Combine that with a lack of financial planning and some sketchy deals by politicians, and the city is in such a financial mess that the mayor turned the keys to City Hall over to a receiver more than a year ago. That receiver is Robert Flanders, who's now trying to cut pensions. He knows he's asking for a lot, but says Central Falls coffers are depleted and the city will run out of cash by the end of this month.
An $80 million unfunded pension liability on a $17 million budget is a huge hole to try and fill.
To help fill that hole, Flanders wants to take a chunk from everyone who retired before turning 60. That includes Howard Baskins, who back home in his modest two-bedroom apartment pulls out the letter he got from Central Falls detailing cuts to his pension.
Dear Mr. Baskins, you are aware on July 19, 2011.
Baskins and the other 140 retirees got a ballot to vote on whether they'll accept or reject the cuts. When Baskins first heard that there would be pension cuts, he wasn't sure what to think, but when he saw that Central Falls would cut his checks by $6,000 a year, he knew how to vote.
That's a very strong, dark X in the
yeah.
I reject.
That's anger.
Did you have to think about it?
Not very long. I think about maintaining the things that I have to do daily to live. You know, the rejection came easy.
If enough of them feel the same way, receiver Robert Flanders says one of the only choices left is for Central Falls to file for Chapter 9 bankruptcy, allowing a bankruptcy judge to rip up all union contracts.
A haircut still looks a lot better than a beheading. In a bankruptcy, it's possible that there could be a worse situation than what we're proposing.
Jefferson County in Alabama and Harrisburg, Pennsylvania are also considering bankruptcy. And then there are a handful of other cities in Rhode Island with serious pension problems. That's why Flanders says the state won't save Central Falls, because a bailout could send a message that Rhode Island just can't afford. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Welch.